the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, you will remember, Prince Bhutan with his followers deserted the camp and headed toward the Chinese border, taking Jungle Jim with him as a prisoner. A short time after the caravan left, Shanghai Lil, Myra Trent, and Ronnie Hawkins arrived at the deserted camp and realized that Jungle Jim had been taken away as a prisoner. While they were discussing the next move, Captain Carstairs arrived over the camp at the head of a squadron of British Army planes. The British planes sighted the fleeing Tiger Claw killers, and Carstairs ordered them bombed. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Lil, Myra, and Ronnie Hawkins are on the bluff watching anxiously with the glasses for some sign of life near the spot where the caravan was last seen.
Can you make out anything, Mr. Reel?
No. Here, take the glasses and see what you can make out. It sounds natives must have scattered into the jungle.
But Jungle Jim and Bhutan were on horses at the head of the column. Oh, I hope nothing's happened.
Do you see anything, Ronnie?
There are some men climbing the rocks on the left side of the canyon. They look like natives from here. Wait! There's a horse running this way.
Yes?
Mr. Brill, the saddle's empty.
Oh, that may mean that Jim is hurt.
Not necessarily, Myra. That last bomb was almost a direct hit. The horses would certainly have bolted. Oh, Ronnie, see how those bombing planes are circling?
Yes. Both the bombers and scouts are concentrating. One's coming this way. It's Carstairs. He's probably coming back to land. You two stay here. I'm going up the valley and find out what's happened.
Oh, no, Ronnie, wait. Oh, don't leave until we find out whether or not Carstairs is going to land. He may want us to do something.
We'll know in a minute. He doesn't seem to be swinging into the wind for a landing. He's circling this way.
Wait. He sees us.
He's going to drop us a message. Watch where it lands.
Here it comes. Look out.
Well, got that one right at our feet, all right. Let me have it, Ronnie.
Right up. Here you are.
Listen to this. Bhutan's men have scattered. A company of native troops are arriving from south. Remain here and direct Captain Summers, who is in charge, to cover all exits from the valley and search jungle. This note's your authority. And it's signed by Carstairs.
But what does it mean?
Probably that they've sighted the troops approaching.
That's exactly it, Mr. Brill. Look, Captain Carstairs' plane is heading back up the valley. I'm going to follow.
Oh, Ronnie, you mustn't go. It's dangerous. The men in the plains might see you and think you're one of Bhutan's men.
I agree with Myra, Ronnie. There's nothing you can do there now.
Aren't you forgetting that Jim may be injured? I'm going, Mr. Reel. Jungle Jim Bradley saved my life and my father's. He may need me now.
Oh, but you shouldn't go alone.
You and Mr. Reel are needed here to direct the troops, Myra. I'll take this rifle with me.
Well, you know what you're doing, Ronnie. Watch yourself.
Oh, please be careful.
Don't worry. I'll be all right. And if Jim's there, I'll bring him back with me.
Meanwhile, in the plane overhead, Captain Carstairs directs his pilot, Lieutenant Rogers, to fly back toward the scene of the bombing.
Circle back to the north, Rogers. Keep low so that I can watch the jungle.
Yes, sir. Have you been able to make out anyone yet, sir?
Only one or two of Bhutan's natives running. The party is scattered. Switch on the shortwave set, Rogers. I want to see if I can reach Holbrook.
Right, sir. Go ahead.
This is Captain Carstairs calling Lieutenant Holbrook. Captain Carstairs calling Lieutenant Holbrook. Come in, please.
This is Lieutenant Holbrook speaking.
Can you hear me, Holbrook? I couldn't reach you a few minutes ago.
Our receiving set was out of commission, sir. We fouled our trailing antenna. A new one has been lowered.
Listen carefully. We have just found out that Jungle Jim Bradley is a prisoner of Prince Bhutan. He was probably one of the figures on horseback at the head of Bhutan's column. Did you hit them with the third bomb?
It was impossible to tell, sir. The bomb landed very near them. The horses bolted for the jungle.
Keep your eyes open for any sign of Jungle Jim Bradley or Prince Bhutan. Stand by.
Yes, sir.
Were they seen, sir?
No. Holbrook says that it was impossible to tell whether or not they were struck. I'm going to issue a general order. Attention all planes. Attention all planes. This is Captain Carstairs speaking. Watch the jungle beneath you carefully for a white man. If he is seen, hold your fire and shortwave immediately. That is all.
May I make a suggestion, Captain?
Yes, Rogers.
The canyon wall on the left side of the valley is steep and rocky. If Prince Bhutan was attempting to keep out of sight, he would probably go into the jungle to the right.
That is undoubtedly what he would do. Keep over the jungle and circle low.
Yes, sir.
It's almost impossible to see through the foliage.
Calling Captain Carstairs. Calling Captain Carstairs.
Go ahead, Captain. Your transmitting set is on.
Right. Come in, Holbrook. This is Carstairs speaking.
Two fleeing men have been sighted, sir. They're believed to be Prince Bhutan and Jungle Jim Bradley.
Good. What part of the jungle are they in?
They are straight west from the position the caravan was in when it broke up, sir. I'll circle over them until you arrive.
Excellent, Holbrook. Carry on, Rogers. Holbrook has located our men. He is circling over them. You see his plane?
Yes, sir. He's to your right.
Keep low.
We're coming in close now.
Yes. I see them. It's Bradley and Bhutan, all right.
Shall I keep circling, sir?
Yes. I'm going to drop Bhutan a note. Then we'll find the nearest place to land. Give me something to weight this note with.
Here you are, sir. This wrench will do it.
Splendid. Now, circle directly over them. That does it.
One of the men picked it up, sir.
Yes, and that man was Prince Bhutan. There's a clearing a short distance ahead. Go there and land. We are going to capture him.
This scene has been taking place in the air. Jungle Jim has been facing Prince Bhutan in the jungle below.
You will continue straight ahead, Bradley.
How do you expect to escape, Bhutan? Your horses have run away and your men have deserted.
My men will return. The British authorities will never capture me, Bradley. You and I will escape into the jungle.
You're crazy if you think you're going to get away. Listen, do you hear that? No matter which way you turn, you'll be followed.
You forget that the British have no jurisdiction once we have passed into China.
You'll never reach China. Look above you. It's the farmer again, Bhutan. They found you.
Perhaps. But by this time, I think they know that you are with me. We will not be bombed again, Bradley. See? Even now, he's circling.
They'll never let you escape.
Then you shall die with me.
There's two planes there now. Do you still think you can escape?
Hand in the open, you fools! It is our plane. If he uses his machine gun, you will be the one to die. Stand where you are. I've got you covered.
Don't get hysterical, Bhutan. It's only a message being dropped from the plane. See? See, here it comes.
So, your friends would bug. Don't attempt anything, Bradley. I'll get the message.
Why don't you read it to me, Bhutan?
Silence, Bradley.
Go ahead, Bhutan. Read it. What does it say?
One more word out of you, and I'll kill you now.
You don't need to read it. I know what it says. I told you were through, Bhutan.
Silence! You are going to die, Bradley.
You fool. Carstairs has enough on you already.
Perhaps. But he will never be able to prove that I killed you. I will tell him that it was a bullet from one of his own men.
Carstairs wouldn't believe you on the rope.
So, I am to be captured. You've ruined me, Bradley. But before they take me, I'll have my revenge. Stand where you are!
Oh, cut out the dramatics, Bhutan. Go ahead and shoot. The army planes are watching you from above. And the British don't waste time on murdering.
You are going to die, Bradley.
Drop the gun, Bhutan.
So,
It is you, Tiger.
Watch out, Ronnie! Hold your fire, Ronnie. You've got him.
Help me, Bradley!
Are you all right, Jim?
Yes. Here. Untie my hands, Ronnie. Let's see if we can do anything for him.
Wait a second. I'll cut the rope.
All right, fine. That's it. Careful, huh? All right. Yeah, that does it. Now let's see how badly Bhutan's hit.
Oh.
There's one bullet here in his chest. Hold him while I tear his shirt off.
It's no use, Jim. Look.
You got him three times, Ronnie.
Bradley, listen to me. You've got to help me, Bradley.
He doesn't realize.
You've got to help me escape. There's a fortune in it. I'll give you.
He'll never live, Jim.
Wait, Ronnie. I want to hear what he said. Go ahead, Bhutan.
Carry me into the jungle, Bradley. I'll be all right. If you help me get away, I'll be all...
Shall we carry him back to the camp?
It's too late, I'm afraid, Ronnie. Just a minute. His lips are moving. We've got to find out where those emeralds are hidden.
I'll give you the emerald, Bradley.
Where are they, Bhutan?
Bradley. The British planes. The planes. They are coming. I've got to get into the jungle. I'll pay you, Bradley. $500,000 worth of emeralds. They're all for you.
Bhutan.
All for you.
Bhutan, listen.
Help me.
Listen, Bhutan. Where are they hidden?
Carry me into the jungle and I'll tell you. They are where you were. In the cave. Under.
Under what?
Oh.
It's no use, Jim. He's gone.
Bradley! Where are you?
That's Carstairs. He's coming. Hello, Carstairs. This way, to your right.
I see them, Jim.
Here we are.
Where's Bhutan? Is he here?
There he is, Dr. Carstairs. You'd better have a look at him.
He's unconscious. Who's this man?
Dr. Carstairs, this is Ronnie Hawkins, the son of Peter Hawkins. I owe my life to his marksmanship.
It is good work, Hawkins. By the way, where's your father?
He's safe, Dr. Carstairs. He was slightly injured. We left him behind in a cave near Bhutan's camp.
Good. The rest of your party are back on the bluff. Everyone's accounted for.
But what about Bhutan here? Isn't there anything that could be done for him?
It's best to leave him quiet. My men will be here in a minute and take care of him. There's little left to do now except to round up the scattered members of his gang.
And that's not going to be so easy, Doctor.
Why? What do you mean?
There's $500,000 worth of emeralds buried here somewhere, and those men know it.
Will Prince Bhutan die? Is this the end of the Tiger Claw Smuggling Society? And what of the emeralds? Will Jungle Jim be able to find them? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jigs and Maggie, the page entitled Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.